USA News, I'm Lance Pry. When doing the math, the United Auto Workers strike has cost the U.S. economy nearly $4 billion. It cites lost wages for workers and more than $1 billion in manufacturing declines at General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. The damage to the economy by the strike accounts for additional costs to suppliers, dealers, and consumers. Thousands of workers are striking against the big three U.S. automakers, demanding better pay and more benefits. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is working to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his position. Gaetz filed a motion yesterday to force a vote. The move comes as McCarthy worked with Democrats to pass a short-term funding bill to keep the government open, which conservative members of the conference were opposed to. Republicans want much less government spending and point to it as why inflation is so high. Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar is said to be a little shaken but in good spirits after he was carjacked last night in Washington, D.C. Cuellar's people said it happened about a mile from the U.S. Capitol. Police are looking for three men who they say stole Cuellar's vehicle and his luggage. At least one carjacker had a gun. The U.S. Postal Service has released its postage stamp honoring the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg. It features an oil painting of the justice showing her in a black judicial robe and her iconic white collar. In a statement yesterday, USPS Board of Governors Chair Roman Martinez called Ginsburg an iconic figure who dedicated her life to public service and the pursuit of justice. She served on the court for 27 years. The Major League Baseball playoffs begin today. Eight teams will take to the diamond to begin their quest for a World Series title in the best-of-three wildcard round. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Former NFL tight end and Super Bowl champion, 70-year-old Russ Francis, has been identified as one of two people who died in a plane crash Sunday at the Lake Placid Airport in upstate New York. The Patriots Football Club confirmed his death. Francis recently purchased the Lake Placid Airway Scenic Tour business. He was in a Cessna 177 Cardinal when they experienced an emergency just after takeoff around 4:09 p.m. Eastern. It did not make it back to the runway. Construction spending is higher with single-family homes leading the way. New government figures show spending on residential construction rose 1% nationwide in August. Public construction, which includes spending on schools and highways, rose just over 0.5% in August. Dancing with the Stars judge, 78-year-old Len Goodman's official cause of death has been revealed after his passing back in April. Goodman died of prostate cancer, which spread to his bones, according to his death certificate. October is a good time to look up to the sky as the month features two eclipses and two meteor showers. Venus will also make an appearance, shining brightly near the waning crescent moon in the early hours of October 10th and October 11th. On October 8th and 9th, stargazers will see the Draconid meteor shower. Saturday, October 14th, we'll see an eclipse from southern Oregon to southern Texas, starting around 11 o'clock in the morning Eastern. The rest of North America will see a partial eclipse. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.